Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here this morning is recorded in the 14th chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning with the 22nd verse. Immediately he made the disciples get into a boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was long away from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us to your truth. The word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. There is a church in western Minnesota that is surrounded by soybean fields on all four sides. Its only access is a gravel road. The cemetery behind the church is not well kept, and the church itself is weather-beaten by time. 10-20 years ago, it might have had an attendance of about 30. For all I know, the church is probably closed, like so many other rural American parishes. The church really didn't seem to have a whole lot going for itself. But when one walked inside, one's perception immediately changed. The large white altar with its gilded spires was dominated by a magnificent altar painting. The painting was filled with waves and wind and storm. But in the center of it all, upon the water, stood the compassionate Lord Jesus Christ, stooping down to pick Peter up by the hand. Under the painting, an old Norwegian script, it read, "Lord, save me." Let us then reflect on this theme today. Behold the man walking upon the waters. Seeing that while Christ allows problems to come upon us, even upon those whom he loves, he still does not let these problems overcome us. The history of our text happened not long after the feeding of the 5,000. This miracle so astonished the people that they wanted to take him by force and make him their bread king. Yet Jesus did not come merely to fill stomachs, so he took his leave of them. Our text states, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. And he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. The disciples set sail for Bethsaida on the other side of the lake, the home of Peter, Andrew, and Philip. But they had hardly raised their sails when a storm arose that furiously beat on the little vessel. As a result, they made very little progress. By the fourth watch of the night, things had gotten so bad that they only made about 3 or 4 miles. The situation became so serious that they were pushing over against the waves, but were not able to deal with them. The storm raged. The waves came toppling upon them. The waves literally covered the little boats like a blanket. More waves and water filled the boat than they could possibly bail out. All seemed utterly and completely lost. How often don't we feel just like those disciples? The burdens that we bear in this life seem utterly and completely insurmountable. Economic difficulties are eating at our present or future livelihoods. There are conflicts at work, at school, and at home. We are blamed for things that we have not done. We see our loved ones less and less, and the loves of our lives are becoming ever more distant. Where was Jesus amidst the problems of the disciples' lives and our lives? Where was Jesus when the disciples needed him most? Our text states, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. To be sure, he was no mere human being that was unaware of the serious circumstances that his disciples were in. After all, he is the second person of the most holy Trinity, the Almighty who has all power in heaven and on earth. In his mind's eye, he saw the disciples working and struggling against the wind and the waves. Why didn't he come out to help them? Why did he spend so much time in prayer? The answer is because he wanted to strengthen their faith. And he wants to strengthen our faith as well. For at times, he allows us to lose things that are very dear to us to see if he is still first and foremost in our life. For he wants to see if we will first turn to him in faith rather than turning to our own abilities. He allows us to experience all these difficulties in our life in order to exercise and strengthen our faith. For just as the physical body needs to be exercised in order to be strengthened and made healthy, so too our faith muscles need to be strengthened and exercised. And just as physical exercise isn't always pleasant, so too it's not always pleasant when our Lord exercises our faith life. And still he does this so that we can weather the difficulties and problems of all the storms of this life. Now, while he sometimes allows problems to come upon us, once again, notice that he does not ever allow them to overcome us. For the compassionate Jesus did not leave his disciples there in their problems. He did not leave them to a watery demise. No, listen to the profound words of St. Matthew. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. Just think of it. He walked upon the waters. The Almighty God, he came upon the waters as their only helper and refuge and ever-present help in time of need. Instead, the disciples were terrified. They thought he was a ghost. Only when he said these words, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid," the disciples recognize him as the Lord. Likewise, the Lord is always with us in all the storms of this life. But we will only recognize him as the merciful Savior in his holy word. Here he comes to us with his balm and with his healing. But instead, are we looking for him in all the dark clouds of this life? Are we looking in all the wrong places? Do we feel forsaken and abandoned by him? Be not afraid, brothers and sisters. This is a delusion of the devil, for the gracious Savior is here with us in this world, on the water, for he promises, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age." Hear his comforting, "Be not afraid," in the Holy Word. See him face to face in Holy Communion. For in the breaking of the bread, he makes himself present to us just as he was very, really present before the Emmaus disciples. But when Peter heard it was the Lord, he cried out, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." This is quite normal for Peter, for he was often the first to speak, and he often spoke before he thought. Nevertheless, the Lord bid him come, and he walked upon the waters. Behold, he walked upon the waters, as long as he trusted in confident faith. But when Peter was distracted from that trusting gaze, and he saw the terrible waves licking out at him, he began to doubt. He felt the winds pushing him down into a watery deep. Fears and doubts began to consume him, and he began to sink. This episode in Peter's life is very much a picture of the Christian life of faith. Christ bids us all to come out with him and walk upon the waters, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And yet, in sight, we experience our jobs endangered, our friends forsaking us, our body strength leaving us. Thus we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk where there is no earthly support, where every prop should give way. Just as Jesus did not allow Peter to sink, so too he comes to us in all the storms of this life. For when Peter cried out, "Lord, save me," he came immediately to his aid and pulled him forth from the water. For Jesus always has time for us. In the same way, Jesus will not turn his face away from us in disgust when our faith grows weak. No, he will come to us upon the water and pull us forth from the water, holding us in his strong arms, where all of our fears and anxieties in this life will subside. And as we continue our walk in this life, the Christian walk of faith, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk where there is no earthly support. But rest assured, we know that the Lord is with us upon the waters, watching over us, and is always at our side. Amen.